Country Club FM.
This is it, the Monday Almanac, all recharged, ready to go. Neil, how recharged are you after your big weekend at the Medina? Is it going to take a little longer here?
Running on fumes, Jim.
Okay, so we expect a lot when it comes to the Gone But Not Forgotten.
If you hear me snoring, I apologize.
Okay, and I'll do what I did before back in the day. I'll turn your mic up so people can hear you snoring. You never knew it because you were sleeping.
Right.
Monday, November 18th, 323rd day. And then somebody actually then texted to me and they go, I think Neil has sleep apnea.
Well, he's right.
That's
why
great.
I have a
That's
machine
a great
now.
Diagnosis.
Yeah.
Great diagnosis. I think it was a doctor that my wife used to work with that listened.
Okay.
And so it was coming from an actual, you know, educated mind.
Well, he was,
and from a professional side of things.
He was spot on.
This day, Monday, November 18th, 323rd day of the year, 1883. This is the date. I'm pretty sure Benjamin Franklin thought of this maybe a century earlier, because he did think of a lot of things.
He did.
I mean, people make fun of the whole turkey thing. The United States and Canada. We got Canada on board. We adopted time zones on this date. It was basically to help the railroads. You had your Eastern, your Central, your Mountain, and your Pacific. Eventually, we would add Hawaiian and Alaska, because they're in their own time zones as well.
Are they?
Yeah, because they're further west.
Okay.
Alaska's 3 hours, and I'm assuming Hawaii's at least four.
Yeah.
In the difference.
For us, it's five to Hawaii.
Well, then it's five then.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
Because it's two to California, it's three to Alaska. So five to Hawaii. How did you know that?
When it was like 45 below or something in Hawaii, or here, and on some radio station from Hawaii called the Rozo station that I was at.
Days.
Yeah, it was noon.
And what station was that again?
It was noon my time, and I said, well, well, we're on our morning show. It's 7 a.m. here. And I go, okay. All right. So they're 5 hours.
How about that? That's good stuff.
Yeah.
So that was the state 1883. 1928, this date.
Oh, I know that is.
That's Steamboat Willie.
Sure it is.
Mickey Mouse is, he's doing a pretty good job captaining that steamboat.
Yeah.
So this was pretty significant. 1928, Walt Disney's Steamboat Willie premiered, the first successful sound synchronization of an animated cartoon. It had never been done before. Before, they would just kind of just play piano music live.
Yes.
And then you sit in the theater and watch it. But they came up with a system, and he had to sell his car to pay for it so they could do it. And if you've ever seen how Disney built America,
right.
There's a whole episode on this, and it's really quite interesting. You know, what Walt Disney wanted, Walt Disney usually got.
Yep.
Eventually. He came up with these ideas, and he would do anything to see through his ideas and get them going. And he was an idea man.
He was indeed.
His brother Roy, was it Roy Disney? His brother, right?
Yeah, Roy.
He was
yep.
the money man.
Yep, yep.
But Walt was the idea man. And that was his date.
And thank God they did. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had Saturday morning cartoons.
Well, thank God they also changed his name. Mickey was originally going to be Mortimer.
Oh, yeah.
And Walt said, no, Mortimer, no. We need something more fun.
Yep.
And they came up with
Mickey, way more fun.
With Mickey, 1928. How about 57? Sing along if you know it.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Kit Kat bars introduced this date. It was actually a company in England that came up with the Kit Kat bar.
Really?
In England, and then it was purchased by Nestle, and then, of course, the rest is history.
Yeah.
Kit Kats were introduced 1957.
I had no idea they were that old.
They're that old. When do you remember having your first Kit Kat?
I would tell you it was more like when I was 10 or 12.
Maybe. Well, Ken, it took a while for Nestle to purchase it and then, you know, go national, go international with it.
Get it to Minnesota.
Again, it was
anyway.
In England. It was in England.
Yeah.
Because it was developed in England.
I would have never guessed 57.
And they are delicious. I do. That's one of my favorites, too.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's the wafers in the middle. You know,
yeah.
And they have their different variations. They have different flavors. They've come up with peanut butter and other ones, or the big cat.
White
the big
chocolate, cat,
white
Kit
chocolate.
Kat,
the big cat where it's like, it's huge.
Yeah, that is a big one.
Much bigger. But that's Kit Kat, the state, 1957 and 63.
Southwestern Bell Telephone wants you to know about push-button phones and touch-tone service. Touch-tone service gives you faster calling and future technology like banking by phone. But not just any push-button phone will give you this convenience. It takes a tone telephone.
You have a tone telephone. How about those button phones that are with rotary? How annoying were those? You'd push the button and you'd still have to wait because then it would sound like dialing. Touch tone introduced this date, 1963.
Yeah, I don't think we had our first touch tone
1980
until,
in our house. It was like 1980. Yeah. We got our first touch tone.
I think we probably did, mid, late
70s. Before that, it was rotary dial.
It's where you picked up the handheld part. And the buttons were in the middle of the handheld.
And they'd light up.
That was the first one we had.
Little voltage in there for you.
We had the rotary dial one in the basement until my parents moved out of the house, I think.
Let me guess, that rotary phone had like an 80-foot cord on it.
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
That's what you had, too. You go almost the whole house with it.
Right. Mine was in the... You know, I was in the laundry room, and I could lay on my bed. This was all in the basement and talk on the phone. So, that was a long stretch cord.
You had talked with your gal of the week.
Right.
So, 1970 this date.
Really, sincerely, I would like to say one more time what a great honor it is to be back in London, England. I feel like it's at home to me, Well, this is where I first came over, and I brought my little 13-year-old cousin with me. Remember that? Little did I know she was really a cousin. 32nd cousin of mine.
Let's just say Jerry Lewis had a couple.
Oh, he had.
He's performing there in London. That was a little bit later on, but it was this date that he divorced his 13-year-old cousin. She wasn't 13 anymore.
No.
She was well into her 20s. Myra Brown and Jerry Lee Lewis divorced. According to Wikipedia, first cousin once removed, Neil.
Okay.
So it wasn't first cousin.
No.
Which I think once removed means it's like the child of your cousin. So you'd be marrying the child of your cousin.
Right.
I think that's what once removed means. Yeah. First cousin once removed, child of your cousin. Look it up. See if I'm right on that. But that was his date, 1970. It lasted longer than I'm sure a lot of people thought. Because wasn't it, when were they married? Was it in the early 60s or late 50s? When was the marriage?
I don't remember.
I mean, it lasted a lot longer people probably thought, I would say.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Jerry Lee Lewis wishes he would have written this.
How's that function?
I got three favorite cards.
Conjunction, junction debuted on the Schoolhouse Rock Saturday morning on ABC.
Nice.
That's one of the best ones.
That is a good one.
The engineer, the guy, it was basically trains. You're in a train station. You had these junctions and conjunctions, and you got your and, your but, your or, all those good things.
What a great way to learn.
We need it's to implement genius. More of that,
yes,
I think.
We do.
1978.
Well, the bodies of at least 409 men, women, and children, some shot to death, most apparently self-poisoned, have been found at the Guyana jungle camp of People's Temple. Among the bodies were those of the temple's fanatical founder, the Reverend Jim Jones, his wife, and at least one of their children.
So tragic here this date. This was the date. Now, they say drink the Kool-Aid, but they were too cheap. They went with Flavor-Aid. And laced it with cyanide. But here, drink the grape Kool-Aid. I think that's where this comes from, does it not?
Yes,
you follow your leader blindly and do what this leader says. As
forcing
leader.
People to drink. It's just awful.
Jim Jones, this was in Jonestown, Guyana. In total, she said 400 after everything was done, 918 members murdered or committed suicide.
Oh.
Back in 1978.
Horrible.
Let's move on to 1985. This also was a different kind of horrible.
Let's take a look at with our reverse angle camera. He's looking deep, but he knows he's in trouble. Lawrence Taylor, number 56, right there. Carson is number 53. But it's Taylor over Carson, Lammy. And you see the right.
You know what was really untimely on ABC? Because that's like on Monday Night Football. Kit Kat commercial came on. Let's go to break. Frank Gifford says we need to take a break. Give me a break.
Too many breaks.
First he said, let's take a break.
Right.
And then give me a break. And then after the game was done, it was a rerun of Give Me a Break with Nell Carter.
Way too many breaks.
Yeah, so Joe Theismann, his leg was broken by Lawrence Taylor, just snapped. And thank goodness for the reverse angle. We would not have seen that gruesome scene.
I don't even like to think about it.
Had they not implemented. Not every broadcast has what they call reverse angle, the opposite angle of the press box.
Sure.
Because they always have the cameras on the same side of the announcers, so you get the same vantage point as the announcers. But here they flip-flop. They've got it. They put a camera on the other side, and they go reverse angle because you couldn't see it on the actual normal angle. And that's something we needed to see.
Right.
It really was. So we learned just how tough these football players are and what they go through. That was his date, 1985. Now, had Lawrence Taylor, if it would have been the other way around, if Joe Theismann would have broken Lawrence Taylor's leg, he wouldn't have felt it.
No.
He would have had so much cocaine in his system.
Right.
That, I mean, he'd be so numb. That was his date, 1985. How about 94?
The first five songs from the Stones' November 18th concert in Dallas will be beamed worldwide on the information superhighway. A New York-based company called Thinking Pictures arranged the show. A spokesman for the firm says transmission quality will be inferior to normal broadcasts, but that is being done to learn about the Internet's limitations.
Yeah, and those limitations still exist, as we found out with Netflix on Friday night.
Yes,
Neil, with the Mike Tyson fight. So the Rolling Stones became the first act to broadcast a concert on the Internet. This day, 94. How about 05?
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I got to ask you how you came up with that sound. It sounded like a train, sharp like a razor.
We'd play faster if we could.
The taste.
It's no Carter Scratch, but it's pretty good.
We're all going to help the songs we sing.
And what about me?
So Walk the Line opened in theaters. Reese Witherspoon, Joaquin Phoenix. I thought they did a good job.
They did a great job.
In depicting the life of Johnny Cash, especially the early years there.
Such a good movie, for
2005,
sure.
10 years later.
From Washington, D.C., the Library of Congress, our nation's oldest federal cultural institution, presents the 2015 Gershwin Prize for Popular Song with an all-star salute to this year's honoree, Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson becomes the first country music artist to receive the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize of Popular Song. The next country artist to receive the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song, Florida Georgia Line.
What?
No, I'm joking. Yeah. No, of course not.
Don't do that to me.
Of course not. They should be, done to them by the Library of Congress. So that was this date 2015. We've got birthdays now today.
Believe me, Crystal, there's nothing I want from you.
Oh, you want something. I don't know what. None of us in this family knows. Yet. We only know that you've invaded that studio.
Invaded?
Yes, she did. Crystal versus Alexis. They had some pretty good fights.
They did.
Could you call them cat fights?
Cat fights.
So, Linda Evans.
She'll always be Audra.
Big Valley.
Yes. She was a pretty lady.
She was stunning.
But, I mean, she was ridiculous in the late 60s. That show, I don't know, the lighting, something.
It was Technicolor, Neil.
Phenomenal. Just a pretty, pretty lady.
Yeah, Linda Evans. She was Crystal on Dynasty. Crystal Carrington, 82 here today. What time is it?
Oh, it's TV theme time, Jim.
Opposite Gerald McCraney before
he was. Yeah, I remember
this
show. I like this show, actually.
Before he was Major Dad. Gerald McCraney and his other partner, the other Simon, was Jameson Parker.
He was AJ, wasn't he?
Yes, you know it. Simon and
I
Simon.
Did. That's I did good. Watch that program.
So few people remember and acknowledge Simon and Simon. So much better than Riptide, in my view.
Oh, yeah.
77 today. More coming at you. He was John Parr. Remember the St. Elmo's Fire theme?
Sure. This was a huge radio
hit. St. Elmo's Fire. You know, the love theme from St. Elmo's Fire was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
He had another hit called Naughty Naughty. Naughty Naughty. But this one isn't so much...
Who is this? What's his
John
name?
John Parr.
Oh, yeah. Great voice. A little raspy to it, a little Bryan Adams rasp to it.
He's actually English. We'll get to the chorus and then move on here at this point here. I just want to be your man in motion.
Right.
But make sure you don't have two men in motion because that's a flag.
That's a penalty.
You know, if your linemen have already set...
Yeah.
And you had two men in motion. That's a 5-yard penalty. And yeah. John Parr knew that, even though he's a soccer guy from England. Even he knew that. Apparently the lineman from the Titans didn't.
Right.
Didn't know how to line onside. That was unfortunate, of course.
That really was.
Yeah.
He was well back, though.
John Parr. He was ready to go. I mean, yes, I don't know. He's trying to get out of there. If I played for the Titans, I'd want to back my way out, too.
Right.
Oh, why not? Jameson Parker mentioned 77. John Parr here today. He's 72.
Getting ready to lift now is Sergei Akhmudov of the Soviet Union. His trainer has told me that he's taken anabolic steroids, Novocaine, NyQuil, Darvon, and some sort of fish paralyzer. Also, I believe he's had several cocktails within the last hour or so. All of this, of course, is perfectly legal at the All Drug Olympics.
Kevin Nealon, it's encouraged.
Encouraged.
Oh, the big Russian, he tore his arms off. That's got to be disappointing for the big Russian. So there's Kevin Nealon from SNL, his subliminal man, Mr. Subliminal Man.
Yes.
And his Mr. No Depth Perception were always, always welcomed on episode of SNL when it showed up. Yeah, yes. Kevin Nealon, 71.
That defense of the Bears been sitting over there waiting. They've just been comfortably sitting there for 6 minutes.
Oh, there's Joe Theismann. His leg has finally healed, and he's back on TV.
Second and six. What a game. Moon under pressure. Carter!
Remember that game from 94?
Yeah.
Vikings upend the Bears. Warren Moon to Chris Carter in overtime. I was watching that game at a friend's house. I remember it vividly. In 94, Warren Moon.
Sweet win.
He is 68.
Yes, I am super cool. I am an accountant at a failing paper supply company in Scranton. Much like... Sir Ian McKellen.
He was one of the accountants shaking their heads at the numbers. Oscar Nunez. He's Oscar from The Office, Neil. You remember him? How about this now?
Yeah, I would.
And
I
by the way,
he's
66.
Where's the money, Fred?
Something happened to it. There, I said it.
We have scrimped and saved for that money. And every time we get a little bit ahead, you have to go blow it on some harebrained scheme.
Now see here, Wilma.
She was Wilma in the Flintstones live action movie, and that's probably the best one. Then after that, they like recast, because you had Rick Moranis as Barney, and wasn't Rosie O'Donnell Betty?
Yes. It was perfect casting, though.
Yeah, and then John Goodman was Fred.
Was a great Fred.
Elizabeth Perkins was Wilma, 64. She was also the gal in Big.
Oh,
that
fell
for Hanks.
Tom Hanks, yep.
It's the first quarter of the big game. You want to toss up a Hail Mary. I'd like to be pimps from Oakland or cowboys from Arizona, but it's not Halloween. Grow up, Peter Pan, Count Chocula. Look, we've been to a million weddings, and guess what? Rocked them all.
Count Chocula.
A rare Count Chocula reference.
I prefer that to Frankenberry.
Yeah, I do, too,
that's
actually.
Owen Wilson. Owen Wilson, the actor, 56. Duncan Sheik.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you consider that to be your on-air name there at KRWB?
I was going to go Duncan Sheik.
And Roosevelt Rozo. Yeah. Duncan Sheik. He's
took it already.
55.
2-2 count on David Ortiz. And that one's lifted high in the air to right field. Darren Lewis goes back to the track, to the wall, leaps, and it is gone. A grand slam for David Ortiz, and the Twins lead it 4-0.
David Ortiz at Fenway Park against his future team.
Right.
As a Minnesota Twin. Big Poppy, 49 today.
He had a few highlights while he was here, for sure.
He did. So happy birthday. Our rapper of the day, what a boring name. But it's the only rapper we have, Mike Jones. Such a non-rapper.
Hold it, that ain't a rapper.
He must have skipped or didn't sign up in rapper school. He must not have signed up for Rap Names 101.
Can it at least be Lil Mike Jones?
No, that's none of that. It's just Mike Jones, 43.
I am depressed.
Calm down, sir!
Excuse me?
That's a ma'am!
Oh.
You guys seem like two classy ladies.
What is your name?
Precious.
She ain't that precious.
What is your real name?
Precious.
Yeah, but like when you were born, what did your...
Not your gang name or your stripper name.
Yeah.
Precious.
So Precious.
So there's Damon Wayans Jr. in the movie Let's Be Cops, which is pretty funny.
That's good.
Let's Be Cops. Damon Wayans Jr., his dad's pretty funny too.
Yeah.
The oldest son of Senior, it's Junior, 42 today.
Gone but not forgotten, Gallup poll founder. If you have a poll, it's not a telephone poll, it's not a poll vault, and you have a poll named after you, it's pretty good. He was born on this day.
What happened?
1901. I don't know. We still take Gallup polls.
But
at some point,
don't we? I don't know if we used it, because we could have used some Gallup polls for the election, because they were just a... Missed it by that much, as Agent 99 would say.
Yes, right. Maxwell Smart.
He wasn't 99. No, what was he?
I don't know if he had a number. It was Barbara Feldon.
Yes, Barbara Feldon. 99?
Yeah. Also in our gone, but not from 1908, Imogene Coca, the actress, born on this day.
You remember Clark, don't you? You were the ones that sent me the fruitcake for Christmas. It made me so sick.
Oh, I'm sorry. We thought you enjoyed fruitcake.
You enjoy throwing up every 5 minutes, Claude?
Clark.
I thought so.
Oh, yeah, it's Aunt Edna. Nobody's better. He should be behind bars. Are you okay over there?
Oh, that is too good.
I haven't practiced the Heimlich in a long time, so I'm not sure of the results if needed.
My goodness. That is funny. You enjoy throwing up. I kind of do. Excuse me. That was 1908. A year later, Johnny Mercer.
He wrote some hits. None bigger than this one.
Wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday.
Well, it's not him singing, of course, but
no,
he wrote it.
He wrote it.
Randy Williams.
And others.
The Days of Wine and Roses. A lot of great songs. A very talented Academy Award-winning lyricist, Johnny Mercer, 1909. Alan B. Shepard. He was our first American to travel in space, born on this day, 1923.
First American also to swing a golf club on the moon, Neil, in space.
I think it was a 6.
Houston, while you're looking that up, you might recognize what I have in my hand is the handle for the contingency sample return. It just so happens to have a genuine 6 iron on the bottom of it in my left hand. I have a little white...
So he's in zero gravity, Neil. He has this 100-pound, at least, spacesuit. He's using one hand, Neil, and he's still better out of the sand than you.
I know.
Isn't that sad?
It bothers me. I'm going to go home and practice. I'm going to throw 20 balls down on the bunker, and I'm going to improve to be Alan B. Shepard.
Yes, Alan B.
Born, and I was kind of guessing that it was a 6-iron. It seemed that was
exactly
the club that came to mind, so I'm glad it was. 1923. Hall of Fame rhythm and blues singer Hank Ballard was born on this day, 27.
The original version of The Twist, before Chubby.
And this sounds pretty good, too.
He was too skinny, though.
Yeah, you can't do The Twist when you're a buck 40.
You have some hips.
Yeah. Oh, my eyes are still watering. You want to throw up for every 5 minutes, Claude?
I thought so.
God, it was hilarious. Oh, that got me. They're all gone, and I'm almost gone, not forgotten.
The good news is you have a whole Bobathon here to recover. Hopefully
thankfully,
the end, you'll be able to compose yourself and wrap it up and maybe do a forecast or something. So would you like to start a Bobathon with White Liar, Miranda Lambert, Vern Gosden, I Can Tell by the Way You Dance, or Mark Chestnut, Your Love's a Miracle?
Vern Gosden today.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albert, KDBG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLC.